If you're feeling overworked this Labor Day, you're in the same camp as our commentator, John McCann. But he's got an idea that would fix all that stress. And it starts with less labor and more days off through the year.
I had a newborn baby in one arm and was pushing the 2-year-old in a double stroller when this cab driver who lives in my neighborhood shouted from his taxi about my hands being full and that I needed a vacation on top of the one I already was taking. As is customary when a new baby comes into the picture, people have asked me what I need, and I'm like, a nap? I don't know about you, but I needed this 3-day weekend. Man, it was right on time. And with it being Labor Day weekend, now's the ideal time to reprise the notion of this 24/7 country of ours thinking seriously about switching to 4-day work weeks. I mean, let your mind go back to last Labor Day. Did the factory blow up because you didn't show up that Monday? Tell the truth now, would you really have gotten around to all those papers piling up in your cubicle? We keep showing up for work 5 days a week, sometimes 6 or 7 days a week, to play our roles in the American economy. But somebody please tell me what it's done to reduce the gazillion-dollar national deficit. And now here's Labor Day, and we're too tired to enjoy the day off. In other words, we need a vacation day to actually get ready for the vacation day. But why are we working so hard? Oh, I know why. And you know why we're working so hard, too. But at what cost? Studies show we're in a labor daze, walking around, driving around, sleep-deprived, and all out of sorts. And I hope you know that getting behind the wheel groggy is just as dangerous as driving drunk, to the tune of many, many injuries a year, many, many deaths, costing us all an arm and a leg. See, when a drowsy driver plows into you, there's the gamble of arriving at the hospital and getting treated by a sleepy doctor with bags under his eyes, which drives up health care costs, increasing my insurance premiums at work where I labor, day after day after day after day after day. All I'm advocating is just getting one of those days back for a nice 4-day work week and 3 days off. That's not too much to ask. And you could use the extra day, too. I mean, come on, admit it. You're sleepy. You're tired, snapping at folks over the least little thing. And you get to work and nod off at your desk. That's not good for the gross national product. Then you show up for church Sunday and sleep through the sermon. That's not good for your soul. A good night's sleep and an extra day off will help your brain work better. Keep your immune system strong so you won't catch a cold. Although not that you use your sick days and take the time off needed to recover because you got to get paid, right? Got to make that money. Even though you're on the clock half dead and not really being efficient, contributing to the estimated billions in lost productivity. An extra day off could fix all that. Now, the chances of that happening? Well, I think you know the answer to that. Meaning, we've got to make do with the time we have now by shutting off the TV...
Ooh.
And logging off the computer.
Ooh.
Ooh, excuse me. Oh, and crawling into bed for some much needed.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.